This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
Well, have you seen a rook? What about a Mediterranean fanworm? The Otago Regional Council wants you to report these and other pests, and it's developed some tools to help us with that. Joining us on the line today to talk more about it, the Otago Regional Council's Community Coordinator Biosecurity, Sophie Gibson-Pinn. Sophie, kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, thank you for having me today, Jeff.
So the Otago Regional Council is making it easier for the public to report pests throughout Otago. How does it all work?
So we've just put in place a new online report pest form. So it's the quickest way to alert our biosecurity team to any priority pests or any other potential biosecurity threats anywhere here in Otago. So it's really important that we get this information on these priority pests and the places that they're spotted as soon as possible so our team can act.
So you mentioned priority pests. What does that mean?
Yeah, great question. So priority pests, they're a significant environmental concern that either not yet established or not widely established in Otago. They have the potential to cause substantial harm here as well. So on our list, there is approximately 30 priority pests for Otago. Most of these are pest plants, but there are some animals too. So to give you a bit of an idea, some of the priority pest plants include things like Chilean needle grass, giant hogweed, Mosella tussock, and on our animal list we have things like Bennett's wallaby, rooks, Asian paddle crab, and as you mentioned before, Jeff, a few of our more recent introductions are things like Mediterranean sandworm, and we also have the freshwater gold clam on that list as well.
Yeah, there's some interesting names there. African love grass, you've got to be on the lookout for that, of course. Why wouldn't you be? And giant hogweed, that is obviously a problem too. We won't necessarily all know those things, but many people will. So this form, Sophie, isn't for reporting more common pests like possums or gorse and broom, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you're correct, Jeff. This form has been primarily developed to report anything new or novel in Otago. So if you, as a landowner, find something weird looking in your garden, or a farmer finds something odd looking in your paddock that you notice is taking over, you can report it to us. There is also an other option on the form. So if you don't actually know what the species you're dealing with is, you can still report it to us and we can investigate that.
All right, that takes care of me and my concern about African lovegrass there. Okay.
Yeah.
What will the Otago Regional Council biosecurity staff do once the report's filed?
So once the report is filed, the information goes directly to our biosecurity team. Our staff can then immediately assess the report and prioritise how urgent it is. So some pests like the Mediterranean fanworm or African lovegrass, like you mentioned, would prompt an immediate response from our team.
Okay, so how do we access this form, Sophie?
So the public can find the form on the ORC website through our Pest Hub. So the Pest Hub is where we have all of our information about pest species in Otago, and we also have pages for these priority pests, and they have photos on them which can help you actually identify the pest. So the new form works on laptops and mobile, and it collects pest sighting details, the precise location of where you sighted the pest, and other kind of information for our biosecurity team to utilise in this investigation. The emphasis is really on promoting citizen science and for the public to use the form. But we do always have a plan B, and that's if you don't or aren't able to use the form, you can still use the ORC's 0800 number to report pests. In addition, this form means that people can leave their contact details, or they can actually choose to remain anonymous as well.
Well, it does sound like it'd be worthwhile visiting the site and checking out things. As you said, I mean, it's quite a long list, and some of them we won't be familiar with, and rightfully so, because hopefully we haven't seen too much of them. So, yeah, do check that out.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
All right, so essentially what you're saying, Sophie, here, is that this new form is going to speed up investigations for the ORC staff.
Yes, correct. The form provides for all of the accurate pest description and location data. It lets people upload photos and pin the exact location of the sighting. And this is really important for the timeliness for our team with responding to these reports and actually dealing with these pest species. And as we know, Otago is home to many threatened and taonga species. So citizen science has become an ever-increasing invaluable tool for the public can actually help protect Otago's environment as well.
Great to hear that we can play our part and that we have some new tools to do it with. Thanks for joining us, Sophie Gibson-Pinn, Otago Regional Council Community Coordinator for Biosecurity. All the best for the effectiveness of this tool and indeed all the others that you're using to fight these pests. Much appreciating your time here on ORFM today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.